You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Just when you thought Everton were finishing the season strongly, they've hit the buffers a little bit with defeats against Aston Villa and Sunderland. Again, a hat tip to Derek for getting that Sunderland result spot on last week. Only 3 points between these two sides in the league as well, Derek, and nothing for either team to play for, really.
Oh, well, there is, isn't it?
Yeah, there is.
It's a fair play route. Fair, I mean, yeah. You know, neither team.
I love it that you've got this, Derek. I was hoping that you'd check this out.
Well, the second and third in the standings for the fair play league, but the top are Liverpool, and they're going to qualify anyway. Yeah. So, you know, whoever behaves best out of these two teams will get a place in Europe, it seems. Now, with that in mind, Sam Allardyce is expected to field Julian Dix in the holding role behind the Taliban.
What about Duncan Ferguson's coming back, isn't he? After he's finished killing his neighbour's cat, allegedly.
Well, Martin has scheduled to send his players out to attack with knives, machetes. You know, I know it's conspiracy theories, but you've got to believe that's true. None of these players want to come back in June for pre-season training to play. In fact, they have to fly out to Kazakhstan for the first match right after this game, I think.
I think July 1st is the first game, isn't it?
I mean, it means them getting back in June, doesn't it? You know, a couple of weeks after the season's finished. They don't want it.
No.
And, you know, the conspiracy theories are saying it's going to be a card fest. So that is probably the most interesting market, or even a sending off. In fact, I haven't seen the prices for the sending off. I was looking down the list before.
6-1 it is for a red card.
That's
six
massive.
Six to one for a red card.
There was a red card in the last game between them as well, wasn't there? There was a red card. McGeady got two yellows in the last game between them. That was in the FA Cup.
Does look big, that, doesn't it? 6-1
that
for a red.
That is massive. Yeah. That is absolutely massive. I'll be on that. In fact, that could be by my bet of the weekend. Now.
65 booking points there were in that last game between... actually, I tell a lie, there's more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 75 booking points in the last game between the two of them.
Well, I'm gonna go for that one. Back to the game itself. Who knows and who cares?
Do you know what? I mean, I looked into this and I was looking at this. I mean, did you look at the fair play table, Derek? It's so confusing.
There's all sorts of
weird stuff in there. So I was looking at the rationale behind it. And obviously, red and yellow cards are right at the top, and you get 10 points. It's basically done on a point system. So you get 10 points as maximum. Bit similar, I guess, to the booking points. But that's number one. Let me read you through some of the criteria. Positive play, number two. This is designed to encourage attractive play that will increase the enjoyment of spectators. Using attacking tactics, not defensive, speeding up the game, efforts to gain time, and continuing to push for goals when in a winning position. Negatives are slowing down the game, time wasting, blah, blah. Then you've got number three, respect towards opponents. Players should respect the laws of the game. Any single major incident between players may have a significant bearing on the final score. We can expect a brawl here, basically.
Who framed this, Lord Snooty?
It gets better. Four, respect towards a referee. You can understand that. That's fair enough. Five, behaviour of the team officials. So, you know, a big scrap between Sam and Roberto. Behaviour of the public, number six. How do you quantify the behaviour of the public? And number seven, the heat of the pies and Bovril. Why should that come into it?
That should be top.
I got into a chat with a couple of broadsheet journalists, not the kind of the tabloid types, and they were telling me that it's very hard to change, actually. It's not as easy as getting... If they picked up, like, three red cards, obviously it would change.
Right, OK.
But you'd have to go some to actually change, you know, at this late stage of the season because of all these other weird things, you know. Unless, you know, obviously if they come out and do have a bit of a scrap and it's really obvious. But going back to the cards, that Derek, and Derek's right, that is what people are talking about. Over 45 is 15-4.
Yeah, booking points.
Which isn't the worst in the world.
Yeah, 10
for a yellow, 25 for a red. Maximum per player is 35. It's not beyond the realms of possibility. Look at that. Total match cards, 4-6 cards is 13-5. Time of the first card, first to 15th minute, if someone sets a marker down, 11-2. So, I mean, have a look around those if it's not a market.
Interesting
that you
card
at.
Markets there. Very no, interesting.
They're very good bets then because they don't seem to have taken this into account, do they? You know, I mean, I can't remember what the price would normally be.
I think they're bigger. I think they are. Yeah. By instinct, the red card's definitely bigger.
Yeah.
The other one is right at the bottom of there, if you want to extend that a little bit, you've got your goals and cards and corners and cards as well. So most bookings points, West Ham 17-10, the draw 5-2, Everton 6-5.
So both looking at the cards then here. Derek
definitely.
Obviously likes the red card at 6-1.
As a result, I go for the draw.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.